This is Mark Strassman, reporter with MIMO World. We're about to speak to Ashok Kumar, who's the Vice President of Marketing and Sales at SohoWare in Santa Clara, California. Welcome to MIMO World. Ashok?
Yes.
Yes, hi. Welcome to MIMO World.
Well, thank you so much.
Tell us a little bit, before we start talking about the technology, about the company. What were the origins of SohoWare? Who were the founders? What was its mission when it got started?
SohoWare is a pioneer in the wireless LAN arena. We're known to have introduced the cable-free 2-megabit first wireless product for home networking.
When was that?
This was in 1996.
Okay.
And over the years, we've made ourselves a known brand in the retail sector. But since about the year 2000, we have shifted our focus from the retail sector to more small, medium businesses. And we have a unique business model where we do not sell our products through a standard distribution channel, but we sell directly to the networking VARs, and we pass on the distribution margins to them. So this way they make a lot more money margin-wise on our sale of the hardware, and makes it very attractive for them to bundle our products with their services.
How many VARs do you have?
We have quite a few. It's certainly over 1,000.
Okay. Now, tell people who aren't too familiar with LAN switch architecture in general what the issues are there, what problems are trying to be solved, and how generally is that done?
The wireless LAN is being governed by the standards, and it's pretty much a done deal. The product differentiations in terms of the product architecture involve extended range, and also making sure that for the enterprise and for small and medium businesses that the products are powerful, easy to use, and they're affordable.
Okay. What kind of companies, what's the range of the kind of companies that that use your WLAN products, WLAN products?
Well, pretty much anybody other than, you know, the consumer grade and home user.
Okay. So large corporations can use them for cubicle farms, and small businesses can use them in their offices or stores.
Offices, that's correct.
Okay.
That's correct. And what happens is for the SMBs that are not cubicle farms tend to use value-added resellers as their outsourced CIOs or CTOs,
right?
And hence the nature of the model we have adopted.
All right, so this is a pretty good. These VARs can provide soup to nuts and install the system and help operate it and so on for a wide range of small and medium-sized businesses.
That is correct.
Okay, now. MIMO World is only about 4 days old at this time. The MIMO technology is just reaching people's awareness. What was it about MIMO that, in general, and specifically the Ergo solution that you've implemented, that convinced you that you needed to adopt it and help your VARs and their customers adopt it themselves?
Great. It's no secret that Ergo technology is famous for the most advanced and true MIMO, multiple input, multiple output, transmit and receive antenna technology. And we believe that they have implemented what is likely to be the most appealing standard way of implementing. Plus, it's fully backward compatible, both the client and the access point.
Right.
So that takes away all the risk. But looking at the MIMO with three receive antennas in an especially in a wireless LAN environment for an indoor application, which is generally plagued by the multipath and the inability of the conventional technology implementation to cope with it.
Right.
In fact, the MIMO thrives on that kind of
exactly.
Reflections, and so we get extended range and extended performance, and I think that's a tremendous value.
Okay, how would you quantify the extension in range and extension in throughput that the MIMO allows you to achieve?
Well, of course, it all depends on, you know, the kind of environment,
right.
And, what kind of obstacles we have. But 108 megabit per second is at least twice that of a standard G.
Right.
So right there is an advantage, and we we get approximately 2 to 4 times the extension on the distance as well. And again, like I said, it all depends on the environment. So a combined factor of 4 to 8 times is a reasonable thing to expect.
Right now, so that this is kind of Moore's law in action for wireless networks, then, isn't it? Because you're getting at least a multiplicative, if not exponential, increase in effectiveness without having to spend more money.
That is absolutely right. And given the fact that the 108 megabit per second is within a single 20 megahertz channel, is pretty hard to beat.
Okay. Talk a little bit about how you've implemented the MIMO in the WLAN, and talk about the structure of how you connect the thin edge APs and the switch within the switch architecture.
A conventional switch architecture has a central point of control,
right,
where the access points are connected to it through generally through a wired infrastructure.
Right. Now DSL or cable or some other backhaul or fiber optic.
Well, that would be the WAN side of the connection. But
right.
Once you have the internet connection coming into a building,
right,
through a fiber optic or DSL, then the next task is to distribute that connection within a building.
Right.
And a switch starts normally there.
Okay.
So a switched architecture would take that input and will switch it to multiple access points. And through that central location, they will be able to, in a switched architecture, you would be able to provide a central point of control for network and security management and the RF management for these devices.
Okay, now which of your products would serve as that switch there that would connect to the outside backhaul input of the internet connection?
Well, that's a great question, because what we did is the software for the switch function is embedded in all of the access points.
Okay.
So by just simply defining an access point to take up that role, you in effect have a switch in your solution.
So essentially it's like any switch becomes the master switch by implementing the software in it.
That's correct.
Okay.
And the software is embedded in all APs. So one of the APs can be designated to be the wireless LAN switch.
Right.
And then that can control up to 20 access points connected to it.
Right.
And given that we have a wireless mesh architecture for the backhaul, now you get the benefit of a mesh architecture plus the combination of the wireless switch into the same solution.
Sounds almost too good to be true.
It is, and we're getting a very good reception, and it frees up people from having to choose technology so they can focus on a solution, and then whether they need the wireless backhaul or not, or they need a switch to scale their small deployment, or a multiple switch location that can be further managed by a still higher level management entity, which we sell as a network management appliance.
Okay, now, so these access points, what's their product name or number, and how much do they cost?
Our family of this wireless LAN is called AeroGuard. That's AeroGuard.
With a capital G in the middle.
That is correct.
Okay.
And it comes in two models. One is a single radio model.
Right.
The other is a dual radio model. So AeroGuard AGN 1201 or 1202.
Okay.
Are our MIMO access points.
Right.
Then there is a corresponding MIMO card, client card, which is a card bus adapter.
Right.
You could procure that. And we have an AeroGuard NMS appliance that comes as part of the solution.
All right. And I guess so the pricing in part depends on what the VARs want to charge, right?
That is correct. Our list price is $1,200 for the dual radio.
Right.
And $900 for the single radio.
Okay.
And VARs pay substantially less.
Okay, so if an end user wants to implement this, how little technology do they need to get started, and then how can they build out their network from there?
So we have applications where they have done one or two access points, basically connected as standalone solution.
Right.
And most of it serving the internal users, and you could also have a guest access, a completely isolated guest access within that, without the risk of having the guest snoop around in your LAN.
Right.
And even the individual guests can be separated from each other through a layer 2 client privacy.
Right. Okay, say a little bit about who's going to want to use this. Can Starbucks and other what I understand are called loitering points, is this a good architecture for places where almost all of the users will be guest users?
Yeah, we do have what's typically called a hotspot deployment using MIMO.
Right.
With a gateway device that does authentication and any billing sort of interfaces or doing a NAT, so it's a configuration-free access.
Right.
And for the coverage, extended coverage, and the high performance, because of the high performance, we can use many more subscribers can be assigned to a single access point.
Okay. Can this work with... okay. So... Given all of that, who do you expect, or who so far has been the most popular application or location site for your systems?
Well, we are actually finding new applications every day.
Right.
So the standard verticals, like in hospitality industry,
right,
in cafes, in all that is pretty standard. Small, medium businesses are deploying in real estate offices. We have a hospital where it's being is under test and evaluation.
Okay.
We have law enforcement agencies deploying this in the country.
Now, can they deploy it within their headquarters, or can they put units? Can they put receivers in the laptops in the patrol cars?
Yes, depending on the application, because it's a sensitive law enforcement area, I may not be at a privy to divulge the details.
Right. But
the scenario you have described are both applicable. Where
meaning, is there a scenario under which individuals sitting in their SUVs or cars could use their laptops, or in fact enable their vehicles to receive streaming video from transceivers, or would that require two in other words, could these be put in SUVs and some sort of fixed wireless or other backhaul that would connect to the vehicles be used to put the signal into the SUV or a bus or a train for that matter?
In fact, yes, all of the above. You could have an access point in a bridge mode, and that's our flexibility, because a switch can communicate to a wireless access point which is being used in a bridge mode, so behind that can be the computers or the laptops from the police car.
Okay.
So that has been certainly considered as one of the applications.
Okay. Say a little bit about standards and how this is a pre-N, if it is, and what you see as the ongoing evolution of the N standard, and how this product fits into that, and how people who are trying to consider their long-term, by which I guess I mean 3 to 5 year strategies, should behave accordingly.
I think there were, from a standards perspective, the physical layer standard has pretty much been defined, and as long as the new standards remain backward compatible, there should really not be any concern on the part of the people in general about its applicability.
So essentially people can buy this now and it's likely to continue to be good going forward.
That is correct. In fact, they don't have to buy the client, MIMO client, to work with the access points and vice versa. So that is a proof by itself that as long as the backward compatibility is assured, higher performance would continue to find newer applications, as video conferencing, voice over Wi-Fi, and so on, are really some of the key missing solutions that has held medium to large businesses from a full-scale deployment.
Okay, so why don't you review the problems that this MIMO switch implementation solves, and let people go away with that?
I think the best way to put that is, because of the higher bitrate, it really creates a wired infrastructure, but without the need of the wires. So it gives you the wired performance.
Right.
And on top of it, the WPA security with AES encryption and decryption has pretty much put the industry at ease that there would eventually is a solution now which they can feel secure about. So given the high bandwidth and hence the capacity to handle more voice calls and provide low jitter and low latency network through the access points, and given the security solution, I think this kind of a wireless LAN solution is poised for voice over IP and streaming video application.
Okay. Two administrative points. If people want to get more information and find a VAR in their local area, how can they find you on the web?
I think the best way is to go to our website, which is www.sohoware.com, and they can click on an easy sales at SohoWare link and get any information they would like.
Okay, if they want to invest in your company, what should they do?
I think an email to me or to a contact in SohoWare, info@sohoware.com, would be a good start.
Okay, good. We'll put that on the page that has this interview as well.
Great. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much. Don't hang up, but I'll say thank you and goodbye as far as our listeners go.
Okay.
Thanks again.
Sure.